Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Good evening. We are Radio Live Land listeners. You are returned to the hottest online internet talk radio show there is on Blog Talk Radio. Welcome back, We Are Radio Live Land listeners. It is the return of We Are Radio Live right here on Blog Talk Radio. And it's your host. I'm back one more again, Yolanda R. Lamar. It is the return of We Are Radio Live. We are so excited to be coming back to you in this amazing, uncharted song of the entrepreneurial world. And listen, today we are coming back to talk about some amazing things that's been going on in the world of women entrepreneurs of America. It is your host, Yolanda R. Lamar. This is a special broadcast show. A special broadcast show about founders. A program of women entrepreneurs of America. You already know about Women Entrepreneurs of America. We are that 501c3 nonprofit membership-based organization that has been around, can you believe it, 20 years. 20 years, everybody. November 2002 is when we launched this amazing concept in the amazing best location in the nation, Cleveland, Ohio. And here we are today with 20-plus chapters, and we are growing, we are evolving, we are just illuminating the world of entrepreneurship. So tonight, we're celebrating founders. This is the month of lovers. This is the month of Black History Month. But this is the month of founders and women entrepreneurs of America. And so tonight, we're going to do a little things different today because we're going to bring on some founders. We're going to talk about the meaning of founders. We're even going to talk to two amazing founders of their amazing entrepreneurial endeavors. But as you well know, Women Entrepreneurs of America has been around for over 20 years. We are about empowering, supporting disadvantaged, underserved entrepreneurs. We talk about helping women get to the next level in business. We talk about how do we level up and empower and supporting one another. How do we educate one another on how we could collectively build our entrepreneurial endeavors? Guess what? By coming together, meeting, networking and sharing of our entrepreneurial skills and talents. And this is a great place because Women Entrepreneurs of America is all about women like you. If you want to know more about our organization, go to www.weainc.org for more information. And again, we're on all the social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and reach out to one of these amazing women entrepreneurs that can tell you about how you can become a member, as well as how you can help support the growth of entrepreneurship. So before I turn the phone line on, because the phone lines are jumping, I just want you to know that we are about empowerment. We are about sisterhood, and we're about services. So again, if you're looking for an organization that really do believe in the growth of empowering one another as we build our business alliances, join Women Entrepreneurs of America. So today it is Founder Celebration Month. It is the Founder Women Entrepreneurs of America birthday. I celebrated my birthday on the 12th of February in the amazing city of Charlotte, North Carolina. And just to put it out there, the North Carolina chapter of Women Entrepreneurs of America is officially on the map, the 20th chapter within our 20th year. And so tonight, we're going to have one of those amazing, phenomenal sisters from the North Carolina on the call tonight, as well as the next chapter, the 21st chapter, is Montgomery, Alabama. And we got the amazing sister who is spearheading that on the call tonight. So how fortunate are we to have the founders of these amazing organizations that they are part of on We Are Radio Live. So listen, stay tuned, because when I come back, we're going to bring these amazing sisters on, because you heard it right here on We Are Radio Live. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back. All right. You heard it. That's Rick James. It's about glowing. It's about growing. And we are back. You tuned in to the special broadcast of We Are Radio Live right here on Blog Talk Radio. And is your host, Yolanda R. Lamar. So I'm going to turn on the switchboard right now and see if my amazing guest speakers is on the call today. And I just want to tell you a little about both of them. One of them is the amazing, the dynamic, Valerie Yvette Simon. She is with the amazing organization that's all about against the odds. It's all about rising. It's all about elevating. It's all about empowerment. And we want you to know that Valerie Yvette Simon is in the heart of Charlotte, North Carolina. She's doing some amazing things in this awesome community, and she just joined this organization, so I'm going to be bringing her on the call as well. And then we have the dynamic Valerie Smetley. So it's a Valerie show tonight. It's a Valerie show tonight. Valerie Smetley is the founder of Tours of Montgomery, that is in the heart of Montgomery, Alabama, and she is now the newly appointed president of the Alabama chapter of Women Entrepreneurs of America. So what I'm going to really do is see if Valerie Yvette Simon is on the call. Sister Valerie, welcome to We Are Radio Live.
Welcome, welcome, everybody. Thank you so much, Madam Founder, President Yolanda. How are you, my beautiful, beloved We Are sister?
Oh, my God. Valerie Yvette, let me tell you something. This could not have been a better Founder Celebration Month special broadcast and having my Valerie on the call today. And with that being said, it is an honor to have you on the call. So while I got you on the call, because our screen is just blowing up, I want all of my listeners to know, tell us a little bit, 30 seconds, about who Valerie Yvette Simon is and your amazing nonprofit.
Excellent, excellent. Well, I want to first just say welcome to all the visitors that are chiming in. We welcome you to the We Are Radio Show Live, and we want to thank you for taking time out of your afternoon to come and spend some time with us. I am Valerie Yvette Simon, known as Queen V. I am a lover of people. I love to serve, and I'm passionate about community. I am a believer of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and I am the founder of a nonprofit organization called Against All Odds, spelled ODDZ, Still I Rise. And that movement was founded out of many life adversities and some very painful journey experiences, and we focus on things ranging from domestic violence, mental health, homelessness in America, foster care, prison reentry, and our mission is to empower, inspire, and help provide resources, tools, and a support system for families in the community that are challenged with life adversities so that we can help them become trailblazers in their personal life, in their home, and in their community.
And as the founder of this organization, as we got a few minutes, give my listeners a great background on, as being a founder of this, creating this amazing opportunity. Tell me, what is your experience as founding this nonprofit organization, and what has it done for you to help those that you are serving? Very quickly.
My experience is many of us have faced life adversities, But oftentimes it's hard to even acknowledge that until you hit rock bottom.
Correct.
So I am one of those that I reach out to those that are in that place where they have acknowledged it and they're ready for transformational change. I am a purpose pusher, a certified life coach, but I'm called to those that are ready to be pushed. And oftentimes people experience life adversities, but they're not ready. They need to be pulled, and I'm not called to the ones that need pulling. I'm called to those that know that there's some brokenness there, there's some trauma there, there's some things there that they need to effectively address, and they're willing to be taught, they're willing to be coached, and they're willing to go to the next level, level up, and be a trailblazer and not a pathfinder.
Come on, come on. See, and because of that, you found your purpose. Because we already know that being a founder and creating a nonprofit, we're creating causes. We're creating a service opportunity to help those that need what we have to offer. So with that being said, you have leveled up within. Look at you have leveled up within, which is a holistic den and yoni boutique. So you added another piece to your entrepreneur endeavor that helps even more. Tell me a little bit about Level Up before we take a break. Tell me about Level Up.
Yes, and Level Up Within Holistic Den and Yoni Boutique, that is my newborn baby. And you know, with our newborns, we have to make sure that we take them and we hold them and we cultivate them. And this baby was birthed out of a life-death experience back in July of 2016. Unexpectedly, I slipped into a coma during a surgical procedure that should have been an overnight procedure up in Livingston, New Jersey. And while I was recovering after coming out of the coma, the Lord spoke to me and said, I want you to go in a whole different direction. And this direction, you, your clients, you want to help them lead and live a life of total wholeness and wellness within their mind, their body, and their soul. Our health is our greatest asset. So in this business, I focus on the mind, the body, and the soul. Women are my primary clients, helping them understand where our creativity lies, which is in our womb, and helping them understand how sacred our womb is, and helping them understand the purpose of making sure that they maintain the health of their womb so that they can live a life of wholeness and wellness within themselves.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm telling you, this is not a long show. We could talk forever, but I'm going to tell you something. We are excited. And as we bring you right into where we at today, you are a newly member of the North Carolina chapter of Women Entrepreneurs of America. So we want to welcome you to Women Entrepreneurs of America, Sister Valerie.
Thank you.
Some great announcements later, but I want those to know that if you want to be a part of the North Carolina chapter, listen, you can reach out to Sister Valerie Yvette. That's what she goes by on Facebook. And sis, how can they reach you, or what site can they find out more about your amazing nonprofit organization real quick?
They can find my nonprofit organization. We are on Facebook. It is Against. A-G-A-I-N-S-T All-A-L-L-R-O-D-D-Z Still I Rise. Now the odds and against all odds is O-D-D-Z. It is a grassroots organization and movement, which is a ministry for me. As Madam President Yolanda indicated, this movement is where my purpose was birthed. We will be 4 years old on May the 19th of this year. We will be 4 years old. And, Madam President, we're going to talk about some celebration activities that will be taking place in May, because May is National Mental Health Awareness Month. And I'm a big advocate for mental health. As we all know, the last 2 to 3 years, the whole world has been experiencing something that has impacted or affected our mental health. So I am looking forward. You can reach me, like I said, on Facebook for Against All Odds, July Rise. And for Level Up Within, we are also on Facebook. at Level Up Within Holistic Den and Yoni Boutique. We're on Instagram, Level Up Within, and you can follow us on our website, which is www.lvlupwithin.com. You can email me at purposepusher, P-U-R-P-O-S-E-P-U-S-H-E-R, at outlook.com.
I'm telling you, I'm going to make sure that all of our listeners get all your information. I don't want you to go nowhere, because when we come back, we're going to bring on our fellow Wiz sister from Alabama. It's a Valerie show today right here on We Are Radio Live. Don't you go nowhere. Great job, Madam Sister Yvette. Come on, Valerie Yvette. We're going to do this. Yes.
Thank you. I'm excited. Yeah.
All right, it's We Are Radio Live right here on Blog Talk Radio, the hottest online internet talk radio show there is. I am your host, Yolanda R. Lamar. Welcome back, We Are Radio Live land listeners. This is the return, our special broadcast. We're celebrating and honoring founders during the month of February. We're asking you all to go on your Facebook, your social media. If you know any founders, those mom and pop businesses, those amazing entrepreneurs that started a nonprofit and a cause, go out there and celebrate them. Post up their information. Let them know that you appreciate. What about those causes, those organizations like the one that Sister Valerie Yvette Simon had? Founders need to be acknowledged. We want to support them. And as a founder of Women Entrepreneurs of America, I am so thankful that the amazing women of Women Entrepreneurs of America and heroes celebrates me every day because they connect, they network. We have such a camaraderie, a huge support system. And it's important that as an organization like Women Entrepreneurs of America, that we stay connected. So again, if you'd like to know more about Women Entrepreneurs of America, you'd like to join, go to www.weainc.org. I'm telling you, I'm so excited that the Valeries are on the call. So real quick, I need to see if that other Valerie is on the call tonight. So Valerie Smedley, are you on? Welcome to We Are Radio Live. Sister Valerie Smedley? Did I lose Sister Valerie? Oh, my goodness. What happened to Sister Valerie Smedley? Okay, well, I'm just going to keep it going. Maybe she'll call in. Sister Valerie Smedley is the president of our amazing newest chapter that's coming into fruition, our 21st chapter, right there in Montgomery, Alabama. And that is our Alabama chapter. Sister Valerie Smedley runs an amazing event called Tours of Montgomery. If you're ever in the Montgomery area, stop by. She does a tour for you guys to know more about the history of Montgomery, Alabama. She has an amazing boutique there that she sells all type of paraphernalia and marketing things. So I don't know what happened to her, but I tell you what, I'm going to be finding out soon as we get off this call because I know she was excited about being on the call today. So Valerie Smedley, in the sound of my voice, if you're able to get on, we got a few more minutes, but guess what? We're going to make sure that we salute you and the wonderful things you're doing and count down till we get ready to head to Montgomery, Alabama to kick off the Alabama chapter. So let me see if Sister Valerie Yvette Simon is still on. Sister Valerie, you still on?
I'm still here. You know, Valerie's are still here, and I'm going to represent my queen, Sister Valerie, down in Alabama as we experience these technical difficulties, because this is what we are sisters do.
This is what we do. So as we continue to celebrate the special founder celebration show, and we got our listeners on, I want those to know that as we as sisters, as we call WEA, we are chapters all over. And the beauty about our alliance is that it doesn't matter what part of the geographic area you're in, we support one another. So Sister Valerie, since you have joined, and you joined on my birthday right there in Charlotte, North Carolina, what has been your experience in reference to being a part of Women Entrepreneurs of America? We got a few more minutes before we close down the show.
Wow. That question right there, Madam Founder, it's breathless. It's breathless. It's breathtaking. I am still shocked at the overwhelming support, the love, the resources. As we have indicated, as you've heard, Madam Founder, President Yolanda say, we empower, we inspire women who are entrepreneurs or aspiring to be entrepreneurs. So it was natural for me because that's what I do in my sleep. But to connect with other women doing the same thing that are like-minded, that are professional, it was just amazing. Because there is a cliche that we can't work together. But I'm telling you, I have found my niche of queen sisters that, yes, we can, because I am her, she is me,
and we are absolutely. You could have said it better. So I'm going to tell you something. I already see one of my national sister members have chimed in. I see a 216 on the call. Let me see if this is my amazing We Are National leader.
Joy Toya
Gray, are you on the call?
You know it is. Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Yes.
What's
going
on?
I wanted to make sure that I supported and listened and, you know, played my part. I wanted to hear what y'all was talking about. I want to be able to help support WEA as well because I believe in it too. Yes.
You know what? We got a few minutes. I want you all to know that this is my amazing, from the national headquarters of Women Entrepreneurs of America, right there in the heart of cold-ass Cleveland, Ohio. It is Jatoya Gray. Jatoya, welcome to We Are Radio Lab. How you doing? We got a few minutes. How you doing today?
I'm doing great. I had a few obstacles earlier, but the Lord is good. God is good. So I'm doing
good.
I want to make sure that I touched it. Touch base with you ladies, you know, and made sure that I, you know, supported you on the radio today. And I think that it's really cool that we're able to do this and have like a spotlight sort of thing on the different entrepreneurs within the organization. I think it's a wonderful, another platform, another way to
another
take it to a whole another level.
Absolutely.
Take we it to another level.
It does. We've been doing this for 11 years. We have We Are Radio Live. We have a magazine. We got books. We have a plethora of things. But as you coming on the call today, you are an official founder of your new nonprofit. So we're honoring you today, Sister Jatoya. So we got a few seconds. Tell everybody about your new nonprofit.
Well, thank you so very much for honoring me, and I'm so honored to be honored. But my new nonprofit is called Limits Remove Outreach, and it's the premise of it is to assist with the homeless population here in Cleveland to help reduce it. I'm going to start off with children aging out of foster care because a lot of them don't have parents or family, or, you know, they really just get put out on the street, and I want to try to catch them before they become homeless and try to, you know, help as much as I can. I started a cleaning business so that I can provide jobs for them so I can help continue to remove those limits, and that's where Limits Removed came from. So that's my little mission.
Say it, sis. This is how we do it in Women Entrepreneurs of America. We create business opportunities. If you have a vision, you have a concept, we collectively come together and we help build these entrepreneurial opportunities. So we have paralegals. We have graphic artists. We have logo designers. We have T-shirt designers. Don't we have it, Jatoya? Don't we have it, Sister Valerie?
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do.
So guess what? If you are listening and you... A plethora. If you are listening, just know that Women Entrepreneurs is here to empower you. If you are on this call today and you need a community of inspired, aspiring women to help, as well as men, we have our heroes. Shout out to James Webb out there, Orange Baker, Ricky Baker, Michael Richard Williams, just to name a few of our amazing heroes. Listen, this is the organization for you. Email us at wearenationalchapter@gmail.com. Send us an email. Let us know that you'd like to inquire more about it. Reach out to Valerie Yvette right there on Facebook, or Jotoya, that's J-O-T-O-Y-A Gray, who is spearheading our Cleveland chapter right there in Cleveland, Ohio. And again, Women Entrepreneurs of America is here. We're celebrating founders for the rest of this month. So I challenge you all on this call today, if you know any founders, if you are interested in being a founder and you need a support system or a support organization like Women Entrepreneurs of America, reach out to us. We are here to help you. So in the last 4 minutes we have, Sister Valerie, what message would you like to leave with an inspired entrepreneur on this call? What would you like to leave somebody who's interested that want to start their own business? You got 30 seconds, real quick.
Remember, you can do anything that you put your mind to it, and you do not have to do it alone because it's almost impossible. If you are looking for support, if you are looking for resources, please reach out and contact me. Contact Madam Founder President Yolanda. Contact our Queen Sister all the way down there in Cleveland, Ohio, Queen Jatoya. Contact WEA. We are here to help you go to the next level as a female entrepreneur.
Absolutely, yes. Absolutely. Now, my Madam National Sister Leader, what message would you give? Because you stepped out the gate and you said, listen, I need two businesses and I need this nonprofit. So what message would you give an inspired entrepreneur on this call tonight?
To not be afraid to ask for help, to want to not to be willing to do the work, but not be willing to have to do it by yourself. Sitting there trying to bounce stuff off yourself don't work. You need somebody that you can bounce stuff off of, that think like you think, that want to see you go somewhere, that don't want you to stay in the same spot, and genuinely care about your, you know, your well-being and your business taking off and your, you know, being that support system. So I recommend WEA to every female I come across. I've been trying to, you know, put WEA out there as much as possible, you know, on Facebook, by mouth, everything, because I truly believe in it.
You know what, Sister Jatoya?
And
yes, you have.
Help you grow.
And you've been knowing about WEA
to help grow.
Absolutely. You've been knowing about WEA for quite some time, and you jumped right on in and got your feet wet, and now you are the CEO of two amazing for-profit businesses and now a nonprofit. We salute you today. We salute you, Valerie Yvette. Listen, tune in, because we will be scheduling another WEA Radio Live broadcast. We're talking about empowering one another. Tune in for more information. Catch us on, how do you say it? Like us on what, Jatoya?
Like us on Facebook.
Like
and Instagram. I love it. I love it. It's a
like
weird thing, y'all.
Facebook.
It's a weird thing.
It's a weird
it's
thing
a weird
because
thing.
She is me.
I am
her.
And
we are. Thank you, lady. Thank you so much for being on the call tonight. Valerie Smedley, we missed you. We'll follow up with you later. Shout out to the South Carolina chapter that's getting ready to have an event at the end of this month. Shout out to the West Palm that's getting ready to kick off their chapter. And shout out to all the inspired entrepreneurs all over the world. We love you. God bless you. And take care. See you guys later. Love y'all. Bye-bye.
See you later.
Thank you.
Thank
you for having us.
Thank you. Smooches. Love you guys.